Happy Monday. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We just want to say a huge thank you when you take the time to message in and give us some really great messages and content. We love it.
Yeah.
It makes our job a little easier.
We're obsessed with you guys. So thank you so much for being here. Our show would be literally nothing without you.
Right. Kind of like this message we just got from Crystal.
Her name's Rebecca, but so close. And also very, very odd message from our friend Rebecca. Reached out. I can really tell she's going through it. I really can.
What did it say?
She wrote on our PXY Instagram DMs. Hey, guys. I know this seems way out there, but I need to share with the off chance that someone else may have gone through something similar.
Probably not.
I'm 27 years old, and my dad and I have always had somewhat of a rocky relationship. He left my mom at a young age. I'll spare you the drama. But 2 years ago, he started dating a girl I graduated high school with. We weren't close friends or anything, but I always thought it was beyond bizarre, and I prayed it would be a very short-lived thing. Like I said, that was 2 years ago, and over the weekend, they got engaged.
Oh, wow.
I am beyond shook. In the past 2 years, I haven't spent an overwhelming amount of time with them, but it makes me uncomfy, and I've told my dad that from the jump. Clearly, that doesn't matter to him.
I don't think he cares.
I also must note that I lost my mom 5 years ago, so I feel like I have no one to turn to about this, so I'm so sorry if I'm trauma dumping. But I'm in between right now, feeling beyond uncomfy, and embracing the only family I have left. I'm not sure what to do in this situation. Are my feelings completely valid? Or am I overreacting by letting this come in between my dad and I?
You know damn well you're not overreacting. The real question here is,
are
you going to start calling her mom?
That's disgusting. And I understand.
Out of respect, you should probably start calling her.
I understand that, like, you know, when you get older, the ages kind of fizzle out of how important they really are. Like, it's not like he's like dating an 18-year-old, right?
Yeah, like
They're 27, he's probably 50 or 60 something.
I mean, what do you? I don't know. First of all, Rebecca, condolences. Sorry to hear about the loss of your mother a few years back. This is very traumatizing, and I'm sure there's a lot of guys. If you know, you are in. You know, there's men too that would probably feel the same exact way if the roles were reversed. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I could tell you right now, if my dad started dating, I don't know.
One of your former classmates from Greece, Athena.
Yeah, that would be odd. I would not like that.
Yeah. And like she said, they're not good friends. It's not like they ever were. But it's just the principle. You're dating someone my age, like that I quasi grew up with in school.
Well, it's all very
weird.
It's all very common now. Yes. I think the weird situation here is the fact that you did go to school with her. If you didn't, I don't know if you'd be feeling this the same way.
Right. Right. It's just because you know each other, ran in the same circle in the sense of like we had classes together or we pass each other in the hall. This person says, this father is absolutely ridiculous. I'd be completely traumatized. I feel like she's completely valid in her right.
Well, I have so many questions, and we've talked about this on the show a number of times. What common interest does your dad and this girl share? I'm dying to know.
Right.
What kind of in-depth conversations do they have with one another? Because I can't imagine.
Does your dad have money?
Well, do their priorities align?
Right.
Probably not. But
are
what do I know?
Are they going to have a baby together? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of underlying questions that you're like, what's going on? I do feel so bad that she doesn't have a ton of family to turn to or to talk to about it, because that's wild. That's a wild situation to be in, to be like going through alone. It just sounds like a sitcom. All right, the texts are pouring in. Shall we get to a few of them?
Let me get to this one real quick from Gina that says, my dad is 64, married to a woman that is 32. So I totally understand how it could be uncomfortable. Some things that made things a little more awkward for us is that she ended up pregnant around the same time that I did. So my daughter has an aunt that is 2 months younger than her. It's all very uncomfortable. Yeah, thank you, Gina. That was a really good message. Can you imagine?
Are you?
Yikers!
Oh my God. Ew. Kirsten here. My dad did this when I was just starting college. Tried to parent and judge me. We played soccer together all throughout high school, and my dad and I have a great relationship. But I do not like that woman. I also found out that they were together via Facebook.
Yeah.
Back then. That was not great. I feel her pain immensely. Since then, they have separated, but I always appreciate someone having a similar experience as me. Okay, classmate, one thing. Teammate, whole nother animal. You are very close in proximity with a teammate that you play soccer with.
I wonder if she was the team captain, too. That's going to make things even worse, because now she's going to boss you around like she's still the captain of the team.
She literally said she tried to judge and parent me. Like,
oh, God.
That's disgusting.
King of your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Do you know what's crazy to me? Is
did
like,
you make your bed this morning?
Right. It's like, you're younger than me. Oh, you're 2 months younger than me.
I think some people, when they get in that situation, they feel the need that they have to now start parenting. If the person they married has kids, regardless of their age, they feel like they got to fill this weird void. I don't know what it is. It's just so odd to me. This is very common. We get a lot of message here. Yeah, my father married someone that was my age as well. It was very uncomfortable. They got divorced 2 years ago. It didn't work out. So, Rebecca, you know, there's that. Not that we want your dad to be unhappy. Everybody deserves happiness. But there is that slim possibility that they'll get divorced and this nightmare will all be over with.
Well, that's what she was hoping for 2 years ago. She was like, this is going to be a very short-lived thing. And clearly, he popped the question over the weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, I think we're getting a little bit of a follow-up here. Moose, actually, she didn't like me because I took her starting spot on varsity, and then she took my dad. So who's in the wrong here?
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. Sounds like an even trade.
You want to take my starting position? I'll screw your dad.
I'm going to start banging your dad. How about that?
That's not great. That's not great at all. Yeah, so Rebecca, sweetie, I hate to say that you're not alone. Disgusting. But you're not alone. And it sounds like if all goes well, they will not end up together or the engagement will get called off. But what do I know? You know what I mean? You're just still shook picturing the soccer captain with the dad.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is hitting home for me. I know this will get buried, but yes, when I was 18, my dad started dating a 22-year-old. I am now 32, and she is 36, and she is the epitome of immature. That's more so what has ruined my relationship with my dad. As I've gotten older and matured, she has not. I do have contact with my dad, but it's not the relationship we used to have.
Yeah.
So I feel for this girl. I think we all do.
Very.
I don't think we need to be in her shoes to all come to the agreement that, yeah, this is really creepy.
I'm good on that.
This is really creepy.
I'm so good on that. Don't want to deal with that. But thank you, though. So, Rebecca, sweetie, we didn't find any, like, resolution for you.
No, we didn't.
But take comfort knowing you're not alone.
Take comfort in knowing that your dad finally found that one special person who's going to wipe his ass at a later date in life. You know what I mean?
That's better her than you, you know?
Here's an idea.